Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.
Heroes, they're bad.
Yeah, because they're the first couple of superheroes.
Yeah, it's like we all like looking at a 57 Chevy.
Yeah, but it's
but
not,
I don't want to. It's not a daily driver.
God, no, it's a boat.
I'd rather drive a boat.
Yeah. So Penguin is just low to the ground.
Yeah, I don't know.
Doesn't swim.
He has the umbrella.
He has an umbrella that has a gun.
He has a gun umbrella and he has a bunch of henchmen. That's the thing about Batman.
Oh,
his bitch ass don't have no henchmen.
Batman doesn't have any henchmen.
He has Robin.
He has Robin.
But that's a sidekick.
It's a sidekick. Yeah, I always saw myself as Robin.
Because you always see yourself as second in command.
Because I have an older brother.
Because you're a little bitch.
Because I'm a little bitch who is very acrobatic.
Uh-huh. You look great in tights.
And I look great in tights.
Do you think Batman's suit has a sort of Spanx element?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like
pulls
sucks him
in a little bit.
Bit.
Of course.
Because you know how the George Clooney one had like nipples and abs?
Yeah.
I think it's that. But now this version, suck you in a little bit.
The Affleck version, he was a thicker Batman.
Before you said that, if you were like, was Ben Affleck Batman? I'd be like, what the no? what are you talking about?
Yeah,
like, I never even thought about seeing it.
Yeah, one of the worst Batmans.
Did you see it?
Yeah. I saw...
Are you a Batman guy? Not like a Batman guy, but if a Batman movie comes out, you're going to go see it.
If it's free, I'm not going to go to the theater. I watched I went to the theater for... I went to the theater for the Bane one.
Dark Knight Rises.
Yeah, I saw that one
mm-hmm.
in the theater.
Okay.
But like...
But you'll eventually see all of them.
I'll eventually watch it because of fighting. There's some fighting in there. I'm curious.
Yeah.
I'm always curious what kind of fighting they put into movies.
Fist fighting. Usually. But sometimes gunfighting.
Sometimes gunfighting. Batman's not a great fighter, man. It's weird how bad his striking is.
How much better would Batman be if he was versed in the world of jiu-jitsu?
Jiu-jitsu would be very useful for him. Some Muay Thai would be useful for like keeping range with like teeps and round kicks, leg kicking. Because he's fighting multiple people at the same time. So like you don't really want to go to the ground.
But he has weapons.
You have the option. He has weapons. Not a gun, though. Just get a gun.
Yeah, why doesn't... Is it against his code?
Yeah, it's against his code.
Here's my code, 6969. Obviously. That's always my code.
Here's my code. I don't want to die.
Yeah. Here's my code. Bite my neck a little
Ooh.
Bit and maybe grab my ass.
There you go. That's fun.
That's a code.
That's
a code for have sex.
Uh-huh.
Pretty fun.
Yeah, that you want if a woman's unsure of whether or not you want to have sex with them, you want them to do that to you?
I think no. No. It's if a woman wants to signal that she wants to have sex with me.
Oh, okay.
For her to be like boom boom. Hit the neck, hit the cheeks.
Yeah, that's I expect more like a DM. Or
we're kissing.
I assume kissing is sex.
Kissing is not sex.
I can't remember
the
last time I kissed someone and didn't have sex.
Well, looks like you're not a romantic like me.
Do you think you're more romantic than I am?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I do think I'm more
romantic.
You do? Okay. I do because I have a girlfriend.
Yeah, and?
And you're like, I'll never date anyone again.
I don't sound like that.
Fucking,
I don't sound like that.
In your fucking Batman cave. You're in there with your fucking gadgets. And
Where's my girlfriend? When's our anniversary?
Yeah, I think I'm more romantic because I'm more open to love entering my heart.
Fair. But I don't think romance is love.
I think you're fucking crazy.
You can be
Who
romance?
Else are you gonna romance? Your mom?
A person
you
are fucking.
Lay down a bunch of flowers
no.
so you go out to lunch with your mom?
You should buy your mom flowers, first of all.
First of all, I'm not gonna buy my mom flowers unless she's gonna let me eat her pussy.
Okay, well, I think you could be romantic to someone you're not in love with.
Fair.
Thank you.
But I think it's...
Stop,
I think,
no, stop talking.
No, I think romance is on the road to love.
Romance is on the road to love.
It's on the way.
Okay, I can see.
Why
what
would
you're
you
saying.
Be romantic?
Because it's fun.
But then you're just being nice. There's a difference between being nice and being romantic. Because romantic has an element of love to it.
I think it has an element of affection.
But why would you put that?
It's
much...
It's nice.
But it's just crazy to me to put that much effort into something romantic. Because romance is effort. That's your joke.
That's absolutely my.
That's your bit.
Not a bit. It's just a.
Well, yeah,
is
I
it
know.
A bit? A bit of a,
I think
yeah,
you had a bit
of
that
yeah,
with
I
the underwear.
Yeah.
But why would you do that for someone if you are fucking Mr. Solitaire? Fucking Mr. Solitaire over here, one deck.
Because you want to pretend you're normal. And you want to have a little bit of life.
Yeah, see, that's sociopath shit. You want to pretend you're normal. You want to make it look like you're not bad.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
So you see yourself as Robin.
I see as Robin. And the Riddler's son. What does he do? He does crimes with a bunch of pop-up books.
He does those commercials to how to make more money off your tax returns.
Yeah. That fucking guy.
Yeah.
Who are the Catwoman? Just very horny, it seems.
She does sexy crimes.
She does sexy crimes.
She robs a Victoria's
Secret.
Does
she want money?
She robs. No.
Don't even want money.
She wants respect.
Oh.
I don't know. Here's the thing.
None of us.
I'm sure that there's people
listening to this.
Leif,
I hope so.
Leif, you know.
Oh, do you know Batman stuff?
You know comic books.
Yeah, I know some.
Fuck it. What
How
the fuck?
Wrong are we?
Yeah. What do the villains in Batman want? Do they want money?
I mean, so,
control a lot of city?
Why would you want to control a city? That's so stupid.
I mean, that's... Yeah, especially with Batman, they're very stereotypical. It's like, most of the time, they just want to control the city. They want to defeat Batman. The whole thing with Joker and Batman, they even have comic books talking about it. It's like... They just both exist to destroy each other.
Yeah,
defeat each other. Also, I don't read that much DC and Batman, so I may be.
What do you
off.
Read the most of?
I'm actually reading a lot of Image comics.
Okay, what does that entail?
The one.
Who's in that? Is it Blade?
The Walking Dead.
That's a TV show.
It's what?
That's a TV show.
Yes, it's also a comic book. Which
what the fuck?
Good.
It's a comic book?
And also Saga, but I can't remember where. Who made that? But
wait,
that
The Walking Dead is a TV show.
Oh, it is. It is.
Yeah, it's a TV show.
It was a comic book first?
Yeah.
That's hilarious.
What? Yeah. You didn't know that?
No.
What the fuck?
I don't read books, let alone
so
graphic.
Many issues.
Really?
Yeah, they're still putting them out. And
sounds
it's,
like
it,
me.
It's been coming out for like 50.
I didn't,
Mike did
I
not
want,
shake Mike.
I
really?
Know, I did not
like
shake
they could hear me reaching for
him. I want him to know that he reached towards me with his hand open,
uh-huh.
waiting for a handshake. I did not, and he looked a little rejected.
That was a good joke. I really enjoyed that.
Thank you. So The Walking Dead is a graphic novel. That's great. Oh, is it like Sin City? Would you say it's like Sin City?
I would say it's like Sin City in a way that it was a graphic novel and then became an entertainment property.
That's good enough for me.
Yep.
That's good enough for me.
Yeah.
If you lived in Gotham, how annoying would it be all the time to have to deal with superheroes and supervillains?
I'd be like, what the fuck,
I'm just trying
dude?
To get to work.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, that's funny. Just being annoyed.
You're
like, oh, God, I'm being kidnapped.
They're like, I want to control Gotham. You're like, just run for mayor then.
Yeah.
Just become the mayor.
I'll vote for you. You got a good outfit on.
Who doesn't want a mayor that always wears purple?
Dude, that's great. Are you going to go see the Joker? Are you going to
probably see the Joker, yeah.
All right.
I've actually heard very good things.
Oh, okay.
I'm
Was it a white man that said it?
That I don't know.
Okay.
What the fuck? Who'd you hear the things from?
Be sure.
Bro, say the race and gender of the person you heard the things from.
Even though gender's not real.
I read a couple things online. I don't know who wrote the article. I was just
I'll
happy
see it,
to see
but like
that.
Not opening weekend.
No.
I'll see you next week.
Okay, let's go.
You want to go next week?
Yeah, sure. We'll do a movie pass corner for it.
I'll see you, Jokey.
Because I love Joaquin Phoenix.
I'm a Joaquin freak. Everyone knows that.
That's my grandfather's name. I love that name.
Joaquin Phoenix is your father? Is your grandfather's name?
No, my grandfather's name is Joaquin.
Phoenix.
No, stop saying Phoenix.
But that's his name.
His name's Leif.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Joaquin Phoenix's
name is because his brother's
L-E-A-F?
Name is Rivers.
L-E-A-F?
It's spelled the same way.
Same way as you?
Yeah. He just pronounces it Leaf.
I wonder why he changes to Joaquin.
Harder to say.
Yeah, he's like, I want to fucking really jam up movie critics on television shows.
Oh, I wonder if we can go back and see how Siskel and Ebert say his name.
I
mean,
we could find. We love watching those. You ever watch those?
Siskel
old
and
YouTube
Ebert.
Siskel and Ebert.
They're really fun.
It's funny because they kind of argue a little more than you think they would.
Oh, they argue a lot.
They used to argue. I remember watching it a while back.
Yeah.
Like a handful, but like
yeah, they're
like
really fun. What's the one that they argue a lot on? Pulp Fiction?
Pulp Fiction they argue a bunch on.
Yeah.
And oh man.
It's like another something like close to like Seven, maybe.
Yeah, I think
something.
It was Seven. Yeah, it was Seven. Yeah. Where Siskel.
Cisco and Ebert.
Let
That's the
me.
Joke.
two thongs up.
Let me see that movie. Baby, make your popcorn.
Pop up. That's funny.
How did no one write Cisco and Ebert as a...
I did it.
As a sketch.
I'm very funny.
50 years ago.
That's because I don't think they're dead yet.
Interesting. Cisco's dead.
Mm-hmm. Cisco is, I think, the only one alive out of the three. Because Elbert? Cisco and Elbert.
Cisco and Ebert. We've been saying it the whole time.
Ebert sounds like electronic bird.
The electronic bird. I was trying to make like an e-boy joke or something, but I didn't get there fast enough.
He dated Oprah.
What?
Yeah, and then the one of them dated Oprah.
Skinny one or fat one?
Fat one.
Fat one dated Oprah?
Yeah. Because they're both
writers. You know what they did together? Love.
Oh.
And eat.
And eat. And did they think they prayed?
No.
No.
Oprah likes God.
She's big. I saw her in person when my brother and I went
Did you just swing at her?
No.
Bro, if I got close enough to Oprah, I'd just fucking swing at her. Not for any reason.
No, it's just very funny.
Just because I could.
It's just very funny.
If I'm in swinging distance of Oprah Winfrey, I'm fucking clocking her.
You're going for it.
Dude, I'm fucking, I want her to see.
What if you didn't drop her?
Bro.
How crazy would that be?
I don't know, man. She's like a sturdy woman from Chicago. She can...
I bet she could, yeah.
She can probably take a punch.
If she saw it coming, yeah, she could take a punch.
There's no way I wouldn't sucker punch her. I'm going to sucker punch Oprah Winfrey.
Throw a bottle far away so she would look at it, and then
I'd learn to throw my voice. Hey, Oprah! Hey, Oprah Winfrey! And it's like mad over there. And then she looks, and I fucking cold shock her in the side of the head.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Just drop her.
Man, people would hate you.
Whatever. People already don't like me.
Comedian Micah Bruce.
Comedian Micah Brucey.
Arrested this evening for sucker punching a famed daytime talk show host.
Oprah Winfrey.
Oprah Winfrey.
She wouldn't let me be in the magazine. That's why I'm mad. Yeah. I wanted to be in O magazine.
One of my favorite jokes I saw when I was younger, like on one of the Comedy Central half hours, was this guy, Eddie...
Ift?
No, Eddie something. He writes for Tosh, but he's like...
Money.
No.
Murphy.
No. He's on the how like he's jealous of newspapers because they have that page that they like correct things from the day before.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
He goes, I would love that. Just bring out my family in the morning. All right, everybody bring it in. Melissa, sorry, Harpo is Oprah backwards. I didn't mean to throw my milkshake in your face. It looks like my favorite joke.
Yeah,
because it's stupid. I love a dumb joke.
Where is your threshold of dumb joke ending though?
I think
of
it
liking
ends,
it.
What do you mean of liking it? Like how dumb does that have to be for me not to like it?
Yeah.
I think it depends who does it.
Yeah.
Because then that implies the irony or not.
Okay, because
a joke that's really dumb but is vaguely ironic.
Like they know they're being dumb.
Is very funny.
Yeah.
But a joke from a dumb person.
That's just wrong.
That's just wrong or very dumb. It can sometimes still be funny. Because then I think, man, if they only knew how funny this was.
Yeah.
Like,
do you remember? Pardon me. There was a dude who had a Comedy Central half hour, and I think he ended up being the guy who like opens for Carrot Top.
Oh, okay.
And his whole thing was
cushy gig.
Yeah, great gig. His whole half hour was about what if I had my own planet.
Oh, I do remember this.
Charlie something, and it was called like Charlie's World.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it was like so stupid.
And in the background, there's like a little rocket ship.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Man, I do remember that. Fuck, what was that guy's name?
Charlie Viracola.
That sounds pretty right.
If that's
right.
It, I'll fucking... If that's it, I'm going to punch Leif in the head. I'm going to sucker punch Leif. Leif?
Get closer.
Oh.
Sorry.
Yep. Leif? Charlie Viracola. Charlie Viracola is an American stand-up comedian, writer, and actor in Los Angeles and North Carolina. What? From Los Angeles and North Carolina. Let's see if I can find...
You can't be from two places.
Yeah.
You can't be from Los Angeles and North Carolina.
Yeah, just say you were born one place.
Grew up in the other one.
Let's see if I could find...
Charlie's World.
Half hour.
Because that was not... That was...
Bobby's World, yeah.
That was the line,
I think. Oh, that was the line for you?
I think that's the line for me.
Lady Central. Full episode. Let's see. All right, I can't find it.
Yeah, it's fine. I'm not going to play his stand-up on here.
No, don't do that.
But I think that was the line for me. Because he played like a... He did like a character. Because you know how like... Hedberg was kind of a character.
Mm-hmm.
And he wasn't... like his character wasn't dumb. But it almost like naive. This guy was almost made it seem like... His thing was... He was almost like a little kid.
Oh, yeah, and I hated that. I hate that.
He's like, oh, if I had my own world.
I remember that.
You remember that, right?
Oh, yeah.
Brutal.
Oh.
I don't like that stuff. I don't really like characters to begin with.
Yeah.
Because you're implying that I can't tell the difference. Like, it's like, it feels so much like a lie. I'm like, I'm out.
I think that's a you thing, though.
I absolutely think it's a me thing, but I'm going to talk for me.
I wish we'd talk for everyone. I wish we'd talk more for me so I could take a break.
You never want that.
Yeah, no.
I always just feel it's like, you're not tricking me. I know this isn't you.
Yeah, but I don't know if they want you to think that that's you.
That's just how I feel.
Do you think Larry the Cable Guy wants you to think
that's who he is?
Who he is?
Yes.
Yeah, maybe.
I think that example.
I think that
yes.
was a bad example.
That's just a bad example. But you can't do any better because you're young.
Yeah, I'm dumb.
You're dumb.
I'm trying to think. Who does like a character? Like Emo Phillips?
Oh, good point.
Because he's not like that.
He's not like that. I wonder if
Or Gilbert Godfrey?
Because Gilbert does that kind of stuff even when he's like, I guess he's not doing stand up, but he's still being his stage persona.
Yeah, I guess it's because of that documentary about him.
Yeah,
and you see him being like a person.
Yeah,
with like a wife and
which
a kid.
Which is so much like I love that documentary.
Yeah, it's
I really
great.
Like him.
I think it's really great.
I love his wife.
She's so fun.
She's so funny.
Yeah,
and so kind of like I can't believe this guy's crazy.
Yeah.
Like that's crazy husband.
Oh, look at that! I love. He's an insane person, and I love him.
And
for
she
it.
Loves him.
And I.
It's
yeah.
really crazy.
It's like such a strong moral character to like be able to just like have someone like that in your life and be like, and I love him.
Yeah.
And to not immediately be like I would melt down in a day and a half if I was around Gilbert Godfrey.
Dude, yeah,
I think.
I'd just be strangling him. She at one point in the documentary she shows the camera or talks to the camera about a Valentine's Day card he got her.
Yeah,
and in the front it just says to my loving something,
whatever her
something,
name
something
is, yeah.
And he opens it and goes, "Go fuck yourself."
No, that's see, that's funny.
And that's so funny.
But it's like,
but it takes quite a. Because I've been in relationships as a comedian with comedians, and you can't, they don't like that line crossed, even when they're comedians.
But I don't think she's a comedian.
That's what I'm saying. That's even more impressive.
Yeah, okay.
That she can take a joke at any, like, at any, he can make a joke out of anything.
Yeah.
And she's like, huh, man, I love this guy.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Like, she's his best audience.
Yeah. That was nice. I just liked that.
Yeah. Here's what I don't like about her. She's a woman.
Oh, yes, you're right. I didn't think about that before.
Yeah, man, you should have really thought about that before you brought this
God
shit up.
Damn it!
You should have. For,
I'm
I
sorry.
Brought that. You should have thought about it before I brought it up.
Before you brought it up.
So maybe I don't know.
Is there what,
do better?
I gotta do better.
You're just gonna ask a question.
Yeah.
What
but,
is it? Just say it. We have to fill the time.
We have to, yeah, it's just you and I.
We have to fill the time.
I'm trying to think if I was in Gotham.
Yeah. Okay. We're back to Gotham.
Just because I mean, I love the idea of superheroes as a kid. And like, I wanted to be a superhero so bad.
I think I was so bored by them. I liked, I was really into like James Bond.
Oh.
I loved James Bond. I loved spy stuff. And I loved war. But I didn't like superhero. Like, I liked G.I. Joe, and I liked James Bond.
Mm-hmm.
But superheroes never did it for me.
Okay.
Like all the superhero cartoons I didn't really watch.
Oh,
like, Batman
okay.
I didn't watch. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, like, a little bit.
But it's more comedy than it is superhero.
Yeah, but they were still, like, a
Turtles.
Thing. You know, they were, like, mutant,
I love them,
mutant
yeah.
turtles.
I love Smasher Splinter.
Master Splinter?
Wasn't it Master Shredder? No,
Master
Splinter.
Super
no.
Shredder.
Splinter.
Splinter.
Yeah.
Or Shredder.
Splinter.
They're
sensei. They're master.
Yeah.
Isn't it Master Splinter?
Yeah, you
or
said
I think Master Shredder.
No.
Okay.
It's
bad
master,
guy.
It's Master Splinter.
Yes.
And there's Shredder, and then there's Super Shredder.
Okay, no, I'm talking about
yeah,
the
yeah.
fucking giant
the rat.
Rat.
The big rat.
The fucking martial arts rat.
Martial arts rat.
I love the martial arts rat.
Yes.
That's all I'm saying is I love the martial arts rat.
And that's the big blow-up rat you put in front of a martial arts studio that won't unionize.
Big war, like a
it has a
kimono.
Big
yeah, I think stinks. But I love the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle. I like that they're cool.
Yeah.
Casey Jones was cool. April
See, the thing
was
is, I like barely watched them enough to understand who Casey Jones was.
Oh, okay.
I was like, he's some other guy?
Yeah.
Who's not with them,
basically.
But is?
He's okay. like a side character.
Yeah. But that's like, I barely.
Dude, Was your dad in this
superhero?
No, yeah. Into James Bond. Like, how did you? I feel like it's weird for a child to
so
be into
I got
James
into
Bond.
It because of GoldenEye, the video game.
Oh,
and
my favorite
then,
video game, probably.
Yeah, and then the movies, and then I went backwards and I got into reading the books and stuff like that. Like
James Bond was also a book.
James no, Bond started. Yeah. So I read a lot as a kid, which mm-hmm. is crazy because yeah. I don't do it now.
You got it all out of the way.
I was like, "Fuck, man, I'm done." But yeah, so I would like go to the library and like just take out all the James Bond books and read them mm-hmm. and shit like that. And they are fucking boring.
Are they really?
They are so boring. They're written in like the fucking 1100s or whatever.
Oh shit, that's crazy.
James Bondeth. But yeah,
ye
so that's
here, octopussy.
But like that's what
spreadeth
I
spreadeth the legs.
But I was into that, and I was into like comedies. But it was like I was into like Ghostbusters.
Mm-hmm.
Like I loved Ghostbusters.
Sick.
And it was a funny thing because I was obsessed with dinosaurs, but I didn't care about Jurassic Park.
Huh. I remember vividly, I think Jurassic Park was the first VHS we ever brought home and watched.
I think I watched it later, and I was like, yeah, this is great. But mm-hmm. like, it wasn't a thing for me as a kid.
Mm. Okay.
To be like, Jurassic Park.
I remember that first scene scared the hell out of me.
Really?
Yeah. I remember we had our little TV. We were in Hollywood, Florida. And
the Hollywood of Florida.
Truly the Hollywood of Florida. They made a Comedy Central show about Hollywood, Florida.
Really?
Yeah, like not too long ago. Some guys, Hollywood, Florida. But
that's that wrestler, Dolph Ziggler.
Mm-hmm.
He was always like it was a thing where he's kind of like a famous guy, but he was always billed as from Hollywood, Florida. It was always like a little fun
a little
joke.
Jab. Because
he's like not.
Yeah. Yeah, I remember we went to like this weird. There's this weird. I think I've mentioned this before. In Florida, I don't know if in Florida specifically, but there was like a Best Buy brand before Best Buy.
But only run by alligators.
It was like white and purple. Like it was white and purple.
Yeah, we've talked about this. Isn't this a Florida thing?
Oh, man. But I remember like going there, we bought Jurassic Park.
Yeah.
And we went home together as a family, watched it, and I remember being like so scared.
Yeah. Was that the thing that scared you the most as a kid?
I mean, it really scared me that one time we watched it.
Okay.
The thing that scared me the most as a kid was, I remember when I was even younger, like it was a New Jersey memory. Like that's how young.
Wow.
I was four, maybe at most I was four. We were at someone's house and it was a holiday, probably Halloween
was
or
it,
Thanksgiving.
Was it Bruce Springsteen's house?
Yeah, it was Bruce Springsteen. And they were watching Candyman.
Oh,
the older kids
shit.
Were watching Candyman. And I saw some of it and it fucked with me.
Dude, I remember I used to be fucking scared shitless of the Thriller video.
Oh, dude, yeah,
freak
for sure.
Freak me out. I would run to my room and sob if it came on. Because it's the scene where he turns from Michael Jackson into a pedophile.
Yeah.
It's the scene where, dude, Thriller was a metaphor.
It was a metaphor.
For becoming a pedophile.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting how no one ever brought that up.
And the director,
John Landis?
John Landis' son is a piece of shit. So that's a connection somehow.
Yeah. He was one of the guys with the knives.
Mm-hmm.
He was one of the Latino men with the knives.
What was the girl? Is she famous? Did she become famous?
I don't know.
Okay.
You asking me about a woman?
I don't know.
You want to do that already?
Yeah.
It's getting
a little too late for the night.
I know.
We're doing a nighttime record.
I know you're doing your little.
We have a little bit of weirder energy, I think, because it's just a little nighttime, a little after hours.
Where's the thing?
A little horny night.
Horny night.
I'm going to go ahead and ask you guys, send us some questions and emails. We haven't gotten any in a while. That'd be cool if we got some emails and questions. So littletimepod@gmail.com or our DMs at a little time pod on Instagram and Twitter. We would love to, answer your questions.
And we got that dang phone number. And it's 646-389-8225. Beautiful. And while you're figuring out what to call in about, we're going to take a little trip to the energy drink corner.
Okay, so I didn't open it on this one because this is the weirdest opening I've ever seen in a can.
So say what it is.
So this week we're doing Mountain Dew's Game Fuel.
Because we are well-known gamers.
We have a huge Twitch following. We can't stop a PewDiePie.
Yeah.
You're
That's
a ninja.
Exactly how
it's
you
crazy.
Say it. I'm ninja.
I'm PewDiePie. I have no idea what the guy's name is. I think it's PewDiePie.
Say it again.
PewDiePie. Pupi Die.
Yeah, Pupi Die.
I don't like him. I don't care.
Isn't he racist?
I think he's... All gamers are racist.
That's true.
So if you've never seen the game, I'll put it on Instagram. I think it's a resealable can. It's like a plastic slide opening. But again, it's just a can. What are you making me do? Turning it?
Open it.
Open. Okay, let me see how... It says open here. Okay. Whoa.
What?
That's weird. Yeah, it's a resealable... It's a very small hole to drink out of, though.
Oh, fuck.
What's wrong?
It's a small hole.
It's a small hole. Can I slide this? Oh! It backslides. So you open it and push it backwards, and that's where the hole is.
And then you push it... Okay.
And then you push it forwards, and you could resnap it.
In theory.
In theory... I'm assuming you could resnap it in. Can I push it back in? Yeah, whatever. Let me drink this. This is...
The story of a girl who cried a river and drowned the whole world.
Charged cherry burst.
It looks so good, I photographed.
It's alertness, absolutely accuracy, accuracy.
When
vitamins
smiles.
A and B. It contains 5% juice. I can't really read any of this.
Bro, I can't believe you
know
sold me on the story of a girl.
I don't know what that is.
You never heard that song?
Oh, man.
Some white people should, I guess.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, yeah, but other people that aren't white have heard the song. How are we feeling about Game Fuel? Game Fuel.
That's really good. Huh. That was a weird wave there. I'm like, I love it. I don't like it. Oh, I like it.
Hmm. Because in my head, you were like, I love it. And I was like, of course, it's made by the Mountain Dew Corporation.
Mm-hmm.
And then I tried it. And it's fine.
Okay.
Now you get a little bit of the aftertaste.
You get a little bit of aftertaste.
Okay, you get a little bit
and
of
you're like, okay.
The tropical aftertaste.
Yes, yes, yes.
The tropical aftertaste.
Very cherry.
It's very cherry, which I don't love.
Oh, I love a cherry.
But then there's the burst.
So should I get to pop it?
Bro.
Hey. Come on. Whoa, come on.
Stop.
Hey.
No, I mean like a virgin girl.
Oh, honey.
Hey.
I thought you were making cherry wine.
No.
I've never
had sex with a virgin.
No, bro. The only time I've had sex with a virgin was the first time I had sex.
When I jacked off.
What? What do you mean jacked off?
Yeah, dude, jacking off.
What do you mean?
Like when you grab your penis and go, no.
Nah. I've never touched my own penis.
Whoa. Is that why it smells so bad in your room?
No. No, that's from...
Give it to life.
That's from something different.
Oh, okay.
That's from the bucket I have.
Oh, the bucket.
Mm-hmm. You know what I put in the bucket? Everything.
You have an everything bucket?
It's like an everything bagel.
Yeah, but just the worst things.
Here, Leif, try it.
I want to get another hit before I give it a price. No,
a price.
A rating. I'm a little surprised.
How much you like it?
Yeah, I kind of like it.
The Mountain Dew Corporation strikes again.
Mm-hmm. They strike, baby. I love that gamers need, like...
Fuel
to sit there and stare at a screen.
They have
to stay awake. I really hate game culture. I really despise gamer culture.
You know what I like, though?
Give me that.
The game. The book.
The game? Oh, yeah. Dude, how else are you going to pick up a woman unless you insult them?
Yeah, this is...
Oh, tutorial. There it is. Pull tab up.
How did you not see it coming? You sit behind me.
Had nothing to say.
Okay, cool.
Do not open if seal's broken. 2, slide back. Oh.
How is seal?
Huh? He's doing fine, I think.
Is he broken?
He's not broken. Also, this isn't resealable. It's just an annoying way to open a can.
It's not resealable?
It doesn't say it is.
Bro, let me see this shit.
Here.
Bro, let me see this shit. Let me fucking play along with it. Yeah. You do a rating or whatever while I fucking play
along. I give it a 3.5. 4. I'm going to give it 4.
Yeah, dude.
It's so close to being resealable. It looks like it would be resealable. Also, gamers aren't going anywhere. Oh, you got it?
I got it.
It's resealable. Wow.
I want to do something, but I don't want to make a mess.
Don't shake it.
I want to turn it upside down.
Oh, man. Here, do it. Turn it upside down over this.
Okay.
Let's see. Do the upside down test. Wow, it holds. That's amazing.
Do you videotape that?
No. Oh, can I?
Can
yeah,
you?
Yeah.
We gotta do a videotape.
We gotta do video, guys, for the Instagram. Look at that. Nothing. Nothing came out. Now gamers can go walk around, I guess.
Yeah, it's like, why would a gamer need...
Out of all the people who needs resealing is not a gamer.
You should be able
anywhere.
To do that with... Like a kombucha or something.
Yeah. I mean, those dudes, they're usually bottles.
or a can of yerba mate.
Yeah, that's true.
But here's the thing. Those companies don't have the
I think it's because gamers love... Yeah, absolutely true.
They're the research one.
Gamers love to tinker, and they like to like make things move
around. They're
like,
oh, I can make my own computer. Why can't I close back my can of game fuel?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I give it a 4. I think it's refreshing.
I think I also give it a 4.
Good flavor.
I think I would like it to be a little bit of a different flavor. But I just, I'm not a cherry freak.
You're not a cherry freak. We do have another flavor in the fridge for later on.
Oh, yes, we do.
And that's going to be very exciting for Mike. Leif, can you give it a number, please? Quickly.
I'm going to give it 4.5.
4.5?
Yeah, I really like
4.5.
it.
4.5!
Wait, why are you giving it a 4.5?
I really enjoyed
it. Yeah, enjoy that, bitch.
Okay, but for real, why are you giving it a 4.5?
I really liked it.
That's a good reason.
It's pretty cool.
Man, a great reason. Do you want to read some tweets of ours?
Of ours?
Yeah.
Dude, bro, I got nothing in the tank.
Well, let's just read some tweets we've tweeted.
Wait,
entice people that have that don't follow us.
No, wait. We have a phone call.
Oh, we have a phone call. Let's do that.
We have a voicemail.
Please. To listen to. Call us. We love you. I want to hear from you. Just literally anything. Just call and be like, hey, just want to say I'm dying. All right.
Don't say that.
Don't say that. But tell us. Tell us. Send us your fit pics.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait. I'm sorry. Just maybe there's that that Mr. Show sketch where they do the mayo stirred, and then it's the three sets of commercials for half mayo, half mustard, mayo stirred, and then mustard A&A's, and then may mustard A&A's. But then the third one is it's like because every commercial is, I think the first one is like is it. The first one is like, spreading mayo and mustard separately is so hard.
Uh-huh.
And then the second one is Abraham Lincoln getting a bunch of bringing a bunch of prisoners out. And it just opens with, are you a two-jar slave?
Oh, Jesus.
And then it's a bunch of guys like on a fucking, on like a line in a prison, like making stuff. But then the third one is like, it's Bob Odenkirk as like a dad. And it just keeps going through all these scenarios where he couldn't. Spend time with his daughter because he's too busy spreading mayo and mustard separately. So it goes through the whole thing. And then at the end, his daughter is older than him.
That's so funny.
And she goes, goodbye, daddy. I'm dying.
Man, those famous comedians are funny.
Yeah. Okay, but this is a voicemail we got.
Hey, this is Matt in Denver. Just wanted to let you guys know I work with a guy from New York City. He said he had to leave New York after 9/11 because it made everybody too soft. Just thought I would let you know.
Great call.
Oh, man, that's
Thank
a perfect
you,
call. That's one of the best calls we've ever had.
That's the best call we've ever had.
Short.
To the point.
Funny.
Didn't ask anything
didn't
of
us. Didn't ask any goddamn questions.
Yeah.
Told us where he is. I
don't know what word you're trying to get to, and you can't just shake your hand at me like I'm gonna know.
The literary term for a bad person in a movie, in a
villain.
No.
Protagonist.
Antagonist.
An antagonist.
God, a great call, Matt. What a fucking angel.
Thanks, Matt.
Big call. That's how you do it, people. If you want to know, like, I want to call, but I don't know what to say. Give us a weird fact about someone you work with.
Just that. Anything.
Anything. But we do want your outfit pics.
Yeah, please send us
your
outfit pics.
Just make a big compilement.
I don't think that episode's been out yet, so we're asking them like that.
Yeah, but this is after that.
Okay, yeah, send them.
We're not putting this one out before that one.
No, I know. I'm just saying that one's not out.
So yeah, but in the timeline of them listening to our podcast, this is still afterwards.
Okay. Yeah, I know that, man.
I'm not going to be like, hey, Sunday, October 6th by 8 p.m.
Don't fucking tell us what time it is.
They don't know what. I'm just saying a number in a day.
Pretty specific number and day.
You're specific,
dude. I'm very
Burned.
Specific.
Fucking got his
no,
ass,
dude. No, I am very specific.
Okay, if you had to hang out, like if one of the superheroes had to be your friend,
had to be my friend.
Like if one of them was your friend,
the Punisher, because he hangs out with cops all the time. Because cops love him, but he's if any cop read the Punisher, they would know that he was a vigilante
Thank
with
you.
Guns.
It's so wild to me that cops have like adopted the Punisher logo with the Blue Lives Matter stripe. It's like, you know, that's a guy who kills people with guns.
Yeah.
As a vigilante.
That's like me being like, bro, I'm a firefighter. Everyone in my fire department wears t-shirts with Lisa Left Eye Lopez on
Yeah.
Every
Big
single
TLC
person.
Yeah.
Because to show people
mm-hmm.
that firefighters deserve respect.
Dude, it's so funny how many new, how many flag with color stripes there are now.
I think we went through it on the.
God damn.
We went down. There's one.
Did we go down that, or did we get on the road of the bandanas and what does it mean to be a homosexual?
No, we
stuff?
Definitely went down on that. Yeah. One. I definitely went down on a few people after that one. But no, dude, there's ones that are for security guards.
That's so funny. That's gotta be the funniest thing that's ever happened in this world.
Yellow. It's a yellow.
Is it yellow?
I think it's a yellow stripe,
which is ironic in itself. Yellow is coward. Like coward.
Yeah.
It's so funny.
Because there's yeah. Let's look up the all the Lives Matter flags.
So it was Black Lives Matter first.
Yeah,
then Blue Lives Matter as literally a counterpoint, which is just in itself so funny, because like, oh man, so funny. Then firefighters for some reason. Math teachers.
Okay.
Ventriloquists.
Yeah.
Then there's trapeze artists.
Okay.
Dentists. See, OBGYNs.
Yeah.
OBGYN lives matter. That's that's the flag
no,
I
that's
wave.
That's true. Okay, so this is the ones I'm going to go in what I think is in the order of
importance?
Not importance, but severity, I guess.
Okay.
So, blue, yes. Law enforcement. Red, fire department. Green, armed forces. White, corrections. Also white, EMS.
What's EMS?
Like, what the fuck am I going to get on the
paramedics.
Ambulance? Paramedics. Light yellow. Dispatch.
Fucking A.
And a darker yellow, security. Security. Like a security guard.
Jesus.
Like a guy who stands at the door of a fucking grocery store to be like, hey, did you pay for those Baby Bell cheeses?
Shut up.
Yeah, no. Here's the thing about security. One time I got caught stealing at a grocery store.
That's what you do there.
At a Price Chopper in upstate New York.
Price Chopper?
Price Chopper. They chop the prices. They're cheaper. They're a Price Chopper.
Okay.
So I was at a Price Chopper. It was late. I probably shouldn't have been stealing, but in my defense, I wanted the naked juice.
Yeah.
So I took it.
Yeah. I stole one of those from an airport.
Really?
Yeah.
Stealing from an airport, that's like...
Thank you so much.
That's pretty hefty. And I've stolen a lot.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing about stealing.
It's fun.
There's... What other way is there for you to get something that you want without paying for
There's only one other way. Asking politely.
You go, hey, can I have this without paying? And they go, no. And you go, oh, okay.
I thought I'd ask.
I
wonder if you did that every time.
Eventually.
You're going to buy something?
You're like, hey, can I have this for free? You just are always holding up. You're like, hey, can I have this for free? They're like, no. And you're like, all right, thought I'd ask.
I just wanted to ask.
Doesn't hurt to ask. Hey, what did it cost, you for me to ask?
I just love
I'm doing a lot of face stuff on this, but it's funny. Making you laugh.
I just love the idea of someone being like, no, what?
Like, I'm just holding up like a whole bicycle. Hey, can I do this for free? And they're like, no, that's a $1,200 bicycle. And you're like, oh, buddy.
I was just
asking. What's
just,
the attitude?
Just say no.
I asked.
Yeah, what's the issue? Why is there an attitude when I ask if I can have your wife?
Yeah.
I'm a bad guy.
All of a sudden, wives aren't property.
Okay.
Interesting.
I guess we all lost sight of the Bible.
Yeah. But so I got caught stealing.
Mm-hmm.
The naked juice. It is in the front of my pants. I shoved it down the front of my pants.
Mm-hmm.
But also down the front of my pants.
It was your fucking cock.
It was my cock, but also a can of spray paint because I was out doing graffiti.
Mm-hmm.
Bad, very bad.
Of course.
Like, one of the 5 times I've ever done graffiti in my life. And they're like, hey, what'd you just put in your pants? And I just pull out the can of spray paint.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, what? And I was like, well, you guys don't sell this here. And they're like, we don't.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, you don't. And they're like, we thought you put a juice down there. I was like, no, it was just.
This is my spray paint.
Fixing my spray paint. And they're like, well, don't do that again. And I went, okay.
Yeah, fine.
And then I left.
Yeah, you won with weird.
And I won with weird.
Yeah.
I went weird.
Yeah.
And I was just like, no, it's my spray paint. And they're like, well, good night.
Stop putting things in your pants, man.
Yeah. It really was what they were like. Don't put stuff in your pants in the store.
In the store, we're going to think you're stealing juices.
And I was like, oh,
I didn't think about
people
that.
Steal.
Oh, because of thieveries.
Interesting.
Hey, lesson learned.
Hey.
Can I have this?
Good day, sir. I just have a fucking gourd. I have a pumpkin that's like, because I'm outside the store.
Yeah.
It's like the stuff. I just have a big-ass pumpkin. I'm like, hey, can I have this? They're like, well, we trust you.
Oh, you guys sell these?
Oh, I thought this was like when you have the little piece of bread out.
Yeah.
Like a sample.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying that we could sample
it.
A pumpkin.
I'll take it. I'll bring it back next month.
It'll be carved up.
Of course it'll be carved. I'll bring you the pieces.
I'll keep all the pieces.
I'll keep all the pieces.
I'll glue it back together.
Dude.
It's good as new. Turn it around. You don't even know what anything happened.
It's fine. You ever carved a pumpkin before?
Yeah, it sucks.
It's fucking dumb.
Who cares?
It's such a stupid 1900s. Here, kids, shut up for 2 hours.
Oh, here's my pumpkin I made a face.
Honey, I need to get my hands all sticky. What should I do?
We have Photoshop.
Yeah, fuck
off. Take a picture of a pumpkin. Put anyone's face on it.
But if
you
someone...
can put Ken Griffey Jr.'s face on a pumpkin.
Oh, my God. I'll pay $6 for that.
Because here's the thing. You could just 3D print it.
Mm-hmm.
Or you could print a sticker, stick it on there.
Yeah.
It's Ken Griffey Jr.
It's never...
Because here's the thing. Children
love
Ken Griffey Jr.
They've never forgotten about
right
his
now.
Amazing...
They love his Reeboks.
Uh-huh.
And they love...
His logo, the logo of the back going all the way behind the back.
They love that. It's like the
I'd
Jumpman.
Pair of those.
It's like a Jumpman, but...
Baseball.
But baseball. Baseball man.
Batman.
Do you think there has to be a baseball player whose nickname was the Batman?
I bet it's like a Dominican guy who thought it was really clever.
El Batman.
El Batman.
El Batman.
Mofongo. had a pair of Ken Griffey Juniors.
Yeah. Not me, baby.
I'm trying to think.
I was rocking straight Airwalks.
Airwalks? I had a pair of Airwalks.
A lot
I had
of
some
Airwalks
Vans.
From Bob's Store.
Oh. I'm trying to think.
Bob's Store was like one of those places where you could get cool brands,
yeah,
but their worst stuff.
Yes, yeah. Like Famous Fashion footwear.
Yeah,
it's like, oh man, these are
like,
these are Converses, but they're a weird
one.
Yeah,
I guess
one.
A Nike Air Force 9.
Yeah, it went up that high.
No, it didn't.
Yeah. Want to read some tweets?
No, man.
I don't
want to read my tweets.
Okay.
We never answered.
What was the question?
About the Batman.
Oh, yeah.
Who,
I'm thinking
we,
more like think about
out?
Like how
oh,
do
no,
you...
A villain.
No.
Or is it a villain who would we hang out with?
No, I was saying like if you had to pick, I guess any Marvel character to be your friend. In the way that you use friendships today, where you're like,
in the way
do
I
me a favor, like or hang out. Who
I did
be fun
the Punisher
to hang out
thing
with?
And it got off on a tangent.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Which I didn't mean. So you go first. Because I feel like you had an answer.
No, I don't. I really don't.
Oh,
but
man, I'm not supposed to have that. Who would I want?
Who teleports? I feel like that'd be very useful. Like,
I mean,
can you give me a
I
ride
mean,
to the airport?
The best friend to have would be Tony Stark.
Yeah.
Because he's a fucking billionaire.
He's a billionaire. Who has more money, Tony Stark or Bruce Wayne?
I think Tony Stark.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
Yeah. Because Bruce Wayne has like old money.
He has old money.
And Tony Stark has new money.
He has, yeah.
He
like
has
weapons
like,
grade.
So like Tony Stark is like Jeff Bezos.
Where his wife left him.
Yeah, it's like his wife left him.
Money Penny left Jeff Bezos, Tony Stark.
I don't know anything about Iron Man. I know the song.
Here comes Iron Man,
mm-hmm.
Doing everything an Iron Man can.
Yeah.
My Iron Man, I got strong wrists. Here go my little bullets out of my chest. Boom, boom, Iron Man.
That's actually pretty good. I was like, yeah, he's doing it, man. Yeah, keep going. I'm not gonna interrupt until you do it badly.
Yeah. Iron Man. I got a tall building with a launch pad.
Yeah. It's still pretty good.
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah, it's still pretty good. But yeah, I mean, he'd have to be him.
Yeah, that's a good one.
That's got it.
Do you think he'd make you a suit? But like, I'm like, okay, you don't have to give me the weapons. I get it.
No, because what does Don Cheadle do?
Don Cheadle's War Machine. He has basically a different variation of a suit.
Of the Iron Man suit?
Of the Iron Man suit. I think it just has different options.
Did he make the stuff?
No. Tony Stark made the stuff.
But who made it? Like, in a way that Tony Stark is like Steve Jobs.
He has machines that make it.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's smart enough to make the machines.
Yes.
Okay.
He's smart enough to make the machines that make the suits.
Okay. And then for War Machine, he's like, my suit, but worse.
Yeah, my suit, but not as flashy.
Yeah.
More like
and do you think I'd be underneath War Machine?
You would have to be underneath War Machine.
Or the same level.
No, you'd be underneath him.
Why would I be underneath him?
You have no military experience.
Fuck off, I don't.
What Nate, you were in the, what? 69th bitch?
I was in the...
Brigade?
I was in the 420th Infantry of eating ass.
The fighting ass eaters?
The fighting ass eaters.
Uh-huh.
So, first of all, my dad was in the Navy.
Okay.
And he, I think, did drugs the whole time.
That's sick. We both have people that are in the military in our family.
Yeah.
That's great.
My dad was in the Navy. My dad is a Vietnam era veteran, which is so funny.
I love the asterisks there.
Because he was in the Navy during Vietnam.
Yeah.
But didn't go to Vietnam.
Yeah. Why would you? It's dangerous.
I don't think you have a choice where you get to go.
You really don't. And that makes a lot of sense when you're in the military.
Because everyone would be like, South Carolina? San Diego, I guess? Yeah. That seems fun.
Yeah.
Everyone seems to be having fun in San Diego.
It's a good time.
Rollerblading.
Oh, dude.
Doing soccer.
They love volleyball.
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 Volleyball with a volleyball with a soccer ball.
Volleyball with a soccer ball. And a very taut net.
The tightest net you've ever seen.
Like, just make it
a
wall.
Tight little net. A TLN.
Tight little net. Yeah, I guess Tony Stark is the best friend a guy can do.
But who would I be? But I don't think Tony Stark and I would have a lot in common.
That's a great point. We wouldn't have nothing. We would.
Fat
be so
Thor.
Poor. Fat Thor.
Like when Thor gets fat.
Thor gets fat.
Yeah, in the newest one.
I didn't see any of the newest ones.
Wow, dude.
Oh man, that sucks.
Or the Groot.
Groot would be fun.
I feel like I'm on the same intelligence
level. The raccoon?
Level. Yeah, the raccoon.
The raccoon would be our fucking buddy. Rocket? Is that his name?
Yeah.
Dude. Yeah, I feel like...
He'd be in our crew.
We fit in the most to the galaxy, the Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, because I could talk to Batista about wrestling.
Yeah, and I could talk to that green woman about being green.
Yeah. I'd talk to her about having sex with her or her sister.
Yeah, please let me fucking fuck one of you.
I just want to have sex with your family.
So do you have a robotic pussy or just that's like a for family
like a,
thing?
It's like a one-off.
Yeah, is it
like
a one-off?
Or is like everybody? Because you know how it's like your mom has freckles, so sometimes you have freckles.
Sometimes,
but sometimes you don't.
It's like the baldness is passed down through the mother. Is the robotic pussy passed down through the father?
And their father is the guy with the hand. Hand man.
Thanos. Hand man.
Thanos.
Thangos.
Cisco.
Thermos. Yeah, put what? Fuck! What's her name? What's the blonde woman's name?
Which one? The woman Paltrow?
No, the woman who made that invention that sounds like Thermos.
Fuck it.
The woman with
she
the holding
the blood.
Weird. Huh? Yeah,
she holding the blood.
The woman holding the blood. Put her in Infinity Wars.
Why
she
made
Thanos?
It's Theranos.
Theranos.
Oh.
Instead
okay.
of Thanos. Yeah, and she's like, everyone's like,
Marianne Williams.
Yeah, Marianne Williams. We're going to get the last Infinity Stone. She's like, also, your blood can tell you a lot about your diabetes.
It's like, wait, are you slower than the rest of us? Like, speed-wise? No, this is just how I talk regularly. Yeah.
I've been in a lot of relationships.
What's
you talking like
your name?
Why are you talking like you're in the witness protection program behind a yellow curtain, lady?
Yeah, why does it sound like you evaded your taxes too much?
She got a spooky monster voice.
Oh, my heart hurts. Elizabeth Holmes.
Elizabeth Holmes should be in Infinity Wars because of the word Theranos. Dude, it makes sense. I'll Photoshop it for the fans.
No, yeah. No, yeah.
That's
God,
what you gotta do.
Bro, that one got me good.
I'm so glad, dude. I love when it gets you.
Thank you. So what's going on with you, man?
I'm trying to think.
Anything good?
Anything good?
Anything bad?
Had some fun hockey playing not too
long
ago.
Oh, yeah, you played hockey
again. Played some games. That was fun. Scored we were down by one with a minute left in the game.
Mm-hmm.
And I scored the game tying goal with a slap shot right past the blue line.
Slap shot. Like the hardcore band.
Like the hardcore band, which is like the movie. Mm-hmm. With 40-something seconds left. And then right off the face-off, I won the face-off and passed it up to my buddy Jacob, past guest of the podcast.
Friend of the pod. Jacob.
I passed it, and Jacob has a tendency to toe-drag into everything.
Yeah.
Which is like loading a puck for a while. And I'm like, just shoot it! And he just shot it, and it went five-hole between the goalie's legs.
Follow five-hole.
20 seconds left, and we won the game.
I like to look
Hell
at,
yeah.
Sometimes I like to look at my girlfriend and say, let me get that five-hole.
Let me get that five-hole.
Let me get that five-hole.
Because I go, one, two, three,
four, five. Because it goes, it's pussy is one.
Pussy is one.
Mouth is two.
Mouth of duh. Mouth should be one.
Mouth is one?
Because it's the most available at all times.
You don't know.
Okay. Wow.
What was she talking? Okay, mouth is one.
Mouth is one.
Pussy's two.
Pussy's two.
Asshole's three.
Asshole's three.
The urethra's four.
Mm-hmm. They like that. They like that to be teased a little bit.
Yeah, you got to get the...
the T-zone.
I call it urinary tract enjoyment. Oh, she got a UTE.
And five.
And the fifth hole is the space in your heart where God should be.
That's where it is. That's where you made it. Congratulations with original sin.
Thank you.
And who's that? Whose gender is that fault of?
Women.
Women.
Okay, here's the thing.
Yep.
How am I not going to be sexist when women ate the apple?
That's right there in the book that I read.
Maybe think about that.
Mm-hmm. Man, we really put out an airtight argument.
Which Marvel character do you think you could beat up?
I could beat up Black Widow.
Scarlett
Johansson. I could beat up Hawkeye if he doesn't have any arrows.
Yeah, yeah. In one-on-one fisticuffs.
I'd fuck up Batman.
Hell, if he had arrows, you'd still probably be able to get to
him. Nah, man, I think he'd fuck you up with the arrows.
Yeah, he'd fucking kill me with arrows. They're sharp and he throws them really fast. who else has who's like a person?
Jokey?
Joker?
Yeah.
I'd fuck up the Joker.
Jokey?
Riddler.
I think I could take the Penguin.
You could take the Penguin.
I think I could take the Penguin.
Even with some of the fucking henchmen.
Oh, what about Two-Face?
Ooh. Which Two-Face? Tommy Lee Jones?
Tommy Lee Jones.
I would take Tommy Lee Jones. Aaron Eckhart's big.
That's the blondie.
The most recent one. He's a big dude.
He's big.
I'll arm drag him and go fucking single leg, but that's a lot. That'd be a lot of work.
Okay, how about this? Okay. Any of the people in recent superhero movies, who do you think would be hard for you to fight in real life?
Hemsworth?
The actor.
Yeah, Hemsworth.
Tom Hardy,
yeah, because he has some training. How big is Tom Hardy? I don't know how tall he is.
I think he's pretty big. I think he's sizable.
He's wide.
He's wide.
I don't know how tall he is.
But I think he's probably like at least 5'10".
And he's fucking trained as an MMA fighter. It wasn't good.
But he did it.
But it's actually easier for me to beat somebody up who's kind of good.
5'9".
5'9"? Yeah, fuck him up. Hemsworth is big as fuck.
Yeah.
And he does a little bit. I've seen him do hip pads. Not good, but he understands how to keep his hands.
What about Captain America? Chris Pine.
Ooh. Chris Evans.
Yeah, Chris Evans.
I wonder if he has any martial arts training. He has to have a little bit. He does the arm trap, rear naked choke.
In
one of the movies.
In Captain America?
Yeah. And it's like my signature, and people that roll with me, like, no, that's like, and I'm not saying like I'm the only person.
No.
Like,
that's your move.
In my game, it's
there's
one of my.
There's a bunch of wrestlers that do DDTs, but there's a few people who do it.
Exactly.
As their signature.
The back take where you take away one of their arms with your leg and then apply a rear naked choke specifically one-handed, that's kind of my thing.
Yeah.
And I think he does some variation of that in one of the, I think in Civil War. And, like, they're fighting, like, a parking garage or something. I'm like, I remember being in the theater, I'm like,
Whoa! Jiu-Jitsu! Jiu-Jitsu!
Chris Evans, I'd fight any of them, but I think Hemsworth would be, and Hardy would be the hardest. But yeah. Is Hardy one of the superheroes?
He's Bane. He's Batman.
Yeah. Christian Bale, I feel like I could fight.
Yeah, Christian
easily.
Bale, he's, yeah.
He's had anger issues, but that doesn't really
help.
But
that doesn't mean anything.
Yeah. Who am I thinking of? Ruffalo would be easy to fuck up. I've seen him a couple times in the street.
Yeah?
Yeah.
No, he's not that big?
I could see in his eyes. No, he's a coward.
Robert Downey Jr., he has drug addict energy.
He has drug addict energy. Who, like, I bet he could take a punch.
What about Cheadle?
Cheadle would be easy.
Okay.
My buddy plays poker with him quite a bit.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
He's a little bitch?
No, he's really nice, apparently.
Yeah, okay.
But...
That's cool.
Yeah. Who else is a superhero?
What about Chris Pratt?
Oh, Batista would beat you up. I think Batista would fuck you up.
He's big as fuck.
He's really big. That's the thing.
That'd be the toughest fight.
Yeah, I think so. Vin Diesel?
Vin Diesel, like,
yeah.
This era specifically? Like right now?
I mean, you're not going to go back in time to fight him.
Very good point. What did you say?
Oh, I said Chris Pratt.
Chris Pratt.
Now you can take Chris Pratt. But he has God on his side, and you don't.
He does have God. But I have Satan on my side.
Okay.
What's the other guy from Wonder Woman? Chris Pine?
Yeah.
He'd be easy. I really don't think there's that many actors who could fight well against a professional mixed martial arts instructor.
Tom Holland.
Oh man, it'd be fucking the easiest to fight.
But what about that coat he's wearing on that cover of GQ
Style?
It's
such a good coat.
That Celine coat.
Oh god,
it's very nice.
It's a great whoever styled that issue.
What about Zoe Saldana?
Who's that one?
Green.
Green lady
or blue?
Green lady.
Is she green or blue?
She's green. Her sister is blue.
She's green.
I wouldn't hit her. I can tell you that. I wouldn't hit her.
Only if she asked.
Only if she asked.
So I believe she has a background in that. I'll
look shit.
In getting hit by men?
Mm-hmm.
Jesus.
What? Sexually?
No.
Consensually?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm trying to think of anybody else. Yeah, Batista, I think, would be
Batista
rough.
Batista would be tough.
I think Batista
he's
would be really.
He's huge.
He's fucking big.
He's like 6'4"?
Yeah, he's got up there. Yeah. But he's like yoked.
He's
to
yoked
the,
as
he's
fuck.
Yoked to the gills.
It'd be really hard for me to submit him.
Yeah, just getting your arms around his neck.
Yeah. I'd have to like a lot of lateral movement, a lot of low kicks to wear out his legs.
And I think you just fucking like whip back while you're back there and fucking.
It'd be tough. It'd be tough.
Yeah.
I'd do it.
Yeah, I think Batista would be the toughest. I'm trying to think of who else. Oh, Michael B. Jordan?
Oh.
Michael B. Jordan.
Michael B. Jordan would be tough.
Because he has hands.
He has hands. But
I think you have done way more striking than him.
Thank you.
But he...
You think I've done more striking?
I think you've done more striking than
Christ.
Michael B. Jordan.
Thank you so much.
I don't know. I don't know how much striking
he's
done. I don't know how much striking he's done. I know how much you have done.
Did two movies.
What if he does it in his life? I don't know. What Michael B. Jordan's life is like, except drowning in pussy.
Dude, he's gotta be like
fucking.
He's gotta ask.
He has a fucking pussy snorkel.
He has a life alert for when he's drowning in pussy.
Yeah, Michael B. Jordan. Yeah, because I'm trying to think of anyone else. Chadwick Boseman's not like big.
No.
Yeah. What's his name? Ron Perlman?
Oh, man. He'd probably be hard, too.
Yeah.
He's got the, like, I don't care about anything anymore.
Big fucking calloused face.
Yeah. Yeah, all those would be tough, but that's the thing where I don't think people know enough about fighting realize how a lot of the skill is being able to decipher and figure out weaknesses in the moment.
Yeah.
So it's like, yes, this person's strong. Yes, this person's fast. But can they tell that I'm making them fall into a trap?
Yeah.
And like that's where a skill of a fighter really lies sometimes.
And here's my skill as a fighter.
Yep.
Deciphering emotional weaknesses.
Yeah.
So I'd be there like squaring up with Batista.
Mm-hmm.
And there's no way he wouldn't hit me harder than I can hit him.
So, uh-huh.
But I'd be like, you don't call your father enough.
Uh-huh.
And then like slip.
Like, oh. Hey, come on, man.
Hey, man. You know your public persona and your private persona are two different things, and you can't reconcile them.
He just drops your hand, you hit him in the face. He goes, oh, come on, man. Yeah, you hit him like 9 times.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That's a way to win.
Yeah. Decipher your opponent's emotional weaknesses.
That's the name of the game.
Be like, hey, Batista, for a big guy, you got really skinny legs. Pop, pop, pop,
oh,
pop.
No. Yeah.
Stuff like that.
You're always going to be a bad father because you're never there. Oh.
Stuber looked bad. Pop, 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 pop.
I look fucking dumb.
Fucking Stuber.
What a dumb name.
More even. Like stupid idea for a movie.
Also can't stand Camille Nanjiani.
What the
I think
fuck,
he's
dude?
So
we're on a comedy podcast.
Arrogant.
Don't fucking say that.
Suck my fucking
Don't
asshole.
Don't say that, man. His sideburns are long.
You're a bitch.
Do you think you could beat him up?
Oh my god. Shut up.
I don't know, man. I'd put money on him. Because what if you guys are fighting?
Yeah.
And you like slip on something?
Yeah.
And like get knocked out?
Uh-huh.
And then he just comes over and like taps you in the chin.
So he would...
So he does. He
so
didn't hit you,
it would be
but you lost.
The super bad version of a fight where there's McLovin's in that back room and they're like, stop him, McLovin! And the guy slips in the kitchen and cracks his head and he goes, McLovin's a fucking man!
Yeah.
That's how you take down a motherfucker!
We
watched super bad the other night.
I'm for not, the like, second time in like a month.
It's such a good movie.
Well, it was
someone
on,
else had it on in their apartment.
Yeah. But the first time
it's
we watched it was
movie.
Our
was
us.
Call. It's very funny.
Yeah.
I have a goddamn veterinary exam tomorrow.
That was...
What? It's super, very funny.
It's very funny. It's very funny.
It's very funny. We love it. We wrote it. I'm Seth Rogen. That's Evan Goldstein.
Dude, you gotta not say stuff like that.
It's Evan Gold something.
Goldberg.
Goldberg. Oh, my God. I was barely off.
But you were off just enough.
God damn it.
To slip in.
I'm sorry to all of...
Yeah, please read an apology.
Okay, hello.
Who did you offend?
I pushed on the envelope. And
you know, sometimes for comedy, you say stuff.
You say things to push the envelope,
and the envelope falls off the counter.
Fucking consider me a postal worker, bitch, because I pushed the envelope.
No.
I'm Diego Lopez. At this Diego Lopez. That's Mike Abruzzi. At Mike Abruzzi. check out A Little Time Pod on Instagram and Twitter. littletimepod@gmail.com. Please email us questions. And check out brainmachinenetwork.com. We're having a sale right now on Olympic size swimming pools. Mm-hmm. So you fucking buy one, get one, bitch. Uh-huh. We love you so
and
much.
You have to. It's buy one, you have to take a second
you
one.
You gotta get rid of this. Are you leaving here one?
They got to go.
Also,
yep.
Give us a call or a text.
Give us a call or a text. What's the number, Mike?
The phone number is 646-389-8225.
I'm going to ask you, do you favor? Do that again.
646.
Not again. And 3, 2, 1.
646-389-8225.
That's beautiful. Give us a call. We love you. We want to hear from you. God bless. We love you.
God bless America and God bless Donald Trump.
Oh, jeez.
Welcome to BrainMachineNetwork.com.